Hi, everybody. It's Jim Wanzek with RE/MAX Masters Millennium, and we are here at 6020 Greenwood Plaza Boulevard and in the Mount Elbert studio. It's one of the opportunities that I have to get to know our agents, and you get to know our agents a little bit better. And we have Brandon Cass today here, one of our newest additions, but not new to the real estate world or the world itself. He's been in business for a good mile. He's also working with Steve O'Leary, which is probably an icon in the real estate business. So he's getting trained really, really well. So welcome, Brandon. How are you doing today?
Thanks, Jim. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you a little bit about. And what I would like to start with is tell me a little bit about your background, your family first. Maybe we'll talk about business a little bit. But tell me about your family.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I'm originally from the Midwest. I grew up in the state of Iowa until I was about 20 and had the opportunity to get out to Southern California, where I lived out there for about 8 years. And I've been in the sailing industry for give or take about 20, 25 years now, which has been just a blessing and something I've really enjoyed. And then landed in Denver about 15 years ago. I have a wife and a kid here, and it's been wonderful. I call Colorado home, and it's been a place that we grew up visiting with my family growing up, coming out and, you know, skiing and enjoying the mountains and recreating. And now, again, I get a call at home, and I've been really fortunate that I'm living here in Denver. So,
well, we're lucky to have you. So tell me a little bit about what part of Iowa.
Yeah, great. Northwest corner. Actually, there's a small lake up there called Lake Okoboji. I don't know. Some people may have heard of it, a little kind of vacation spot. So I was very fortunate that I actually went to high school about 10 miles south of there, but we had a family cabin up there. And that's actually where I got to, you know, get into my first time sailing and learning how to sail, which kind of has taken me across the country. So,
well, that's pretty cool. So, tell me about like what other towns would be around that.
Great. Spencer, Iowa is okay. Kind of maybe the town that actually I went to high school in, Fort Dodge,
Okay.
Lake, kind of Sioux City area.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Cause I had some good friends from Sioux City, and it was like a cattle mecca that you could always take your cattle to Sioux City, Iowa. So
yeah, there's a lot of agriculture out there.
So, yeah. But you didn't grow up agricultural. You were more of a city boy.
Yeah, I guess I was a bit more of a city boy. Just I had a father there who was in the insurance industry.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he had a brokerage there, but
Yep. So he certainly knew, quality control and customer service and, so he probably trained you really well in that field.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about taking care of people, and especially in a small community like that. And that was really important to us growing up. So.
Yeah. So I know that sailing is kind of a lifestyle scenario. Tell me a little bit about, you know, actually what you were involved in that industry.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. You know, it's such a big part of my life and something that I still get to do a lot of. But grew up a chance to learn sailing in a public access program, which is something that I feel really lucky. Didn't come from a long line of sailors, you know, three generations or anything of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
And really took to the sport and something that I really enjoyed teaching people with. And from that, got to run programs and really take hold of some different programs in the Midwest and then out on the West Coast as well, from community programs, yacht clubs. And I really enjoyed the community aspect of, you know, making the sport accessible to all. Got my first kind of real experience with that with the city of Long Beach, running their aquatics department out on the ocean, called the Leeway Sailing Center. And then, you know, I moved to Colorado. Actually didn't move here for sailing, if you can imagine that.
Okay.
But I was in the hospitality industry with Marriott at that time, and just by sheer kind of happenstance, about a year later, a job popped open with a small nonprofit here in Colorado called Community Sailing of Colorado. And so, and the executive director of that just stepped back about a couple months ago, but I did that for about 12 years. So it was a lot of fun to grow and share sailing with people in Colorado that maybe didn't think they had the opportunity to do that. And obviously we're such a great outdoor minded state that, you know, why wouldn't there be sailing? And so I think it aligned really well and had a lot of great success with that and a lot of fun sharing sailing here in Colorado.
Yeah. I know that customer service, extends to the real estate business. And so tell us how you met Steve O'Leary.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, you know, Steve was our first broker for our first home here in Denver. My wife and I, we've now bought and sold a handful of homes with Steve, but you know, just somebody that we aligned with so well. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as you know, just somebody that knows just a tremendous amount about the real estate process, the transaction, and then can be such a great guidance throughout that whole process. And that was, you know, really eye-opening to me, where we had such a positive experience with Steve, and you know, he was always there and just on top of the communications of any stretch, and so that was just something that, you know, made me actually what got me here in this seat today. So
yeah, you know, and so I know that you could have gone a lot of places, and I know Steve was an influence, but did you interview different companies, and what do you think about, like, when you came to RE/MAX Masters, was that intimidating or was it refreshing? Tell me about your search a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it was necessarily intimidating, but it was very eye-opening. And I remember meeting with you, Jim, back in, gosh, in December, where we had a chance to sit down. But I definitely got a chance to chat with a couple other brokerages. And I didn't do a whole ton of the research, but what I did is I reached into my network. And obviously, growing up with a lot of friends and family who are in the real estate industry in different capacities. And so, you know, RE/MAX was such a brand that everybody spoke so highly about. And then getting the chance to meet you in this office and you know, Steve and everybody else that's kind of a part of it was just like, this was really easy to decision for me to make, one of the easier ones thus far in my new career here.
Well, that's awesome to hear. And you've gotten your feet wet. You've got some transactions under your belt. And how have you felt that you've made a difference with the people that you're working with?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's been a lot of fun. Just in the last month or so, I've had the ability to close a couple transactions. But I think really what's resonated with me is again back to the people side, where you know, you get to help these people with one of their largest investments and something that just impacts them and every almost waking moment of their days, of these new homes and these purchases and you know, families and things like that. And so just helping them guide through that process and find a home and you know, be able to be, I think really grateful, and they are really appreciative of getting into that new home and just, you know, being part of that with them, I think is really important to me and making sure, you know, we do it correctly and we listen to them and we find out what's important to them and then go out and execute. So that was really, really enjoyable.
Yeah. From a broker owner standpoint, I see a lot of complaints out there from other brokers that don't give any personal service, that are kind of just trying to be machines and don't understand that this is such a belly to belly personal relationship. And there's so many realtors out there that it's nice and refreshing that you have that kind of attitude, because that really fits in the core value of our company and what it really takes to be an agent of longevity like Steve has been and the things that we do to make sure customer service and the value added of all the different services that we have. So I appreciate those comments. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. And that's something that, again, resonates for me and why I got into this industry is for that guiding and helping people find their next, you know, home, investment, whatever that looks like. I really enjoy that people aspect. And obviously there's that transactional side of it that's really important as well. But but yeah, it's the people that motivate me to go out there and want to, you know, do the best that we can. And it's something that I've just really enjoyed so far.
So really kind of the tail end of COVID. I mean, I'm hoping it's the tail end of COVID. But how has that experience guided you a little bit? Thoughts in that area that have been challenging or exciting to deal with?
Yeah, you know, I think we all had our trials and tribulations with the COVID mess, but you know what it did for me is it really made me reflect on what's important and you know, coming out of kind of the last 6 months, I got to do some inner reflection, and then with my family and that's where kind of real estate came into our world of a true new career. It's always been an interest and a passion, but as a career, in that, you know, we have you know, obviously there's a lot of demand to make sure we're getting, you know, to meet what we need to have accomplished for our clients and when they want to meet. But, you know, also having a little bit of that flexibility. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and so, you know, she's really important, and my wife, and so we want to, you know, make sure that I can have that flexibility to be with them and also go out and work hard for my clients, and there's kind of a time for both of those. And so I think through COVID, just reflecting and having that, you know, kind of as we come out of this, that's been really important. So
dealing with, you know, real estate and being a newcomer to look at coming into the industry, have you decided, okay, I'm going to specialize in any one section, or what's your thoughts as far as that, looking at it from a new perspective? Because 40 years of experience, I kind of get a real, oh, am I too smart and I'm not understanding what the world's like today? And so I'd like your reflection on that.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't maybe have that magic answer of saying this is the area that I'm looking at. I think, you know, I've just personally been in the kind of the Broadway corridor, just living here with my time in Denver, but you know, selling a home up in north of City Park and then purchasing a home up in the mountains, it's been a lot of fun to kind of get to know all these different neighborhoods. So I think where my clients want to go, you know, with the resources that we have here at RE/MAX Masters Millennium, we can make sure we can get that job done with whatever they need. So I think, you know, it's kind of that people first is really how I'm approaching that. And then, you know, definitely getting to know a lot of these other different, you know, homes and areas to make sure I'm just familiar with that.
Well, and that's one of the things that, you know, a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, we subscribe to 11 different MLSs, 10 here in Colorado, one in Savannah, Georgia. And it really gives you, the consumer, a perspective because it's real data in real time. And I think that makes a big difference when you're looking even in the mountains and that kind of thing, because your clients are not just stationary. They're looking all over the state trying to see what's happening. And our license says we can sell in Colorado. So how was that process for you to buy something in the mountains?
Gosh, that was a lot of fun. And that was something that my wife and I have been kind of looking at for the last couple of years. So getting up there and actually getting into homes and kind of seeing how that process happened was really enjoyable, and see neighborhoods and subdivisions that I've never really kind of poked in at. So, you know, learned a lot through that process, but also kind of back to what you were just mentioning about, you know, having access to all this information has been great. I mean, I, you know, have a lot of friends and through kind of, you know, a lot of different places that I've had a chance to live have been reaching out and said, gosh, would love to see properties in Colorado. So a lot of these, you know, subscribing to these different MLSs has helped me give them a good picture of what they can look for, you know, potential, you know, whatever that looks like, rental property, second home, things like that. So,
right.
So yeah. So all in all, I've really enjoyed working up kind of in that, you know, foothills, high country area, and definitely look forward to, you know, helping anybody get up there if that's where they're looking.
Well, so that brings me, how would someone get a hold of you?
Yeah, great. You know, right now, give a call to the RE/MAX Masters office, Masters Millennium office. I have an email that we'll kind of shoot on the screen here.
Yep.
Brandon.cass@remax.net, and obviously my cell phone that we'll make sure we get up. But you know, beyond that, easy to get a hold of.
Right.
Social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, things like that I also am monitoring as well, and you know, take part on maybe a mild fashion thing I'm continuing to build my experience with. So yeah, and then I have a website as well that we'll make sure we get up on screen.
Well, that is really nice because, you know, I think, like I said, you know, me being a dinosaur in the industry and you having that new perspective, I think you're going to where the people are, and that makes a very special bond and gives you an opportunity to meet more folks that really need your services. So we really thank you very much for spending a little bit of time with us. I hope you guys have enjoyed this section. We are excited about Brandon joining our company. He's a firecracker, and he's got a great opportunity, wonderful family, and so many of that Midwestern values that you know, we really cherish in here in our office. So thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next time.